This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Lakota John got his start in the music biz at the age of 12, offered a chance to tour and share his blues music with audiences around the country, but his parents were a little hesitant, a little worried about their 12-year-old boy touring the nation all by himself. So they came up with a good idea. They started a family band, Lakota John and Kin. And today, Lakota John and Kin play blues, ragtime, gospel, Native American music, and much, much more. Lakota John himself out with a new solo album called The Winds of Time, and he joins me in the studio now. Lakota John, welcome. Good to have
you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me today.
Tell what was happening when you were 12 years old. What was that all about?
Oh, man. Well, I was playing, and I had gotten a couple of scholarships to go out to Washington State, to Port Townsend, and they had an acoustic blues fest out there. And I get that I was awarded three scholarships, but was only able to attend two out of the three. At the age of 12, exactly. Right. Yeah. And so out there, I spent a lot of time with some blues masters and stuff and learning a lot of the roots music, because earlier on, I was listening to my dad's music, like the Allman Brothers and other type of stuff. And then I started really getting interested in the like the roots stuff. So that's when I got the scholarship. I went out there and was amongst all of that. So
how long had you been playing up until then?
Probably about 6 years. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you picked up guitar. And of course, Allman Brothers, I mean, the root is in there. It just
exactly.
gets a little bit loud and frenetic. But
right.
So that's it. And what attracted you? I mean, what was it about that root sound, the less you know, glamorous part of the blues
right.
that attracted you?
I heard Robert Johnson do Crossroads Blues, and I asked my dad, and I said, man, what is that sound? He said, John, that's a slide. He said, so this is very difficult, and you may want to master the finger thing first before you try to pick up the slide. I said, well, you know, I want to take a hand at it. So, but I got into to that. And
see, the nice thing about the slide is it's just one finger. You don't have to get all those fingers in a chord shape.
Right. But, yeah.
There's easy, more to it than that.
Yeah. Easier said than done. So.
Okay. Good. Good. Well, I'm gonna get a tip. Was your father a musician then? Did he play?
Yes. Yeah. And music has always been in my family. And my dad's grandmother played piano, stride type stuff. So, and I guess, you know, passed on. You know, down. I really got into all of the root stuff and was
How about if we hear a sample right now? Would you do something for us?
Absolutely. So this one here is Georgia Rag.
The Georgia rag, yeah, I'm crazy about the Georgia rag. You know that rag, baby, that Georgia rag. Out in the alley and in the streets, all the boys and girls are mean. They're doing that rag, baby, that Georgia rag. Yeah, sting me like a bumblebee, shake me like a leaf on a tree. Wild rag, crazy rag, doing the Georgia rag. Oh. From miles around, yeah, they come to Georgia trying to shake it down. They're doing that rag, baby, that Georgia rag. Grab me, mama, squeeze me tight, and let's mess around for the rest of the night. They're doing that rag, baby, that Georgia rag. Yeah, sting me like a bumblebee, shake me like a leaf on the tree. Wild rag, crazy rag, doing the Georgia rag. Let's mess around, mama. all the way from Newport News, trying to learn them Atlanta blues, doing that rag, baby, that Georgia rag. They're doing it night and day, and trying to drive those blues away, doing that rag, baby, that Georgia rag. Yeah, sing me like a bumblebee, shake me like a ship on the sea. Wild rag, crazy rag, doing the Georgia rag. Last time now. Yes, sir.
The Georgia Rag, Lakota John, one of the tracks on his new album, The Winds of Time. You can catch him playing with his family band, Lakota John and Kin, in Fairmont, North Carolina, February 4th, and in Rocky Mount on March 2nd. Of course, we have it all up on our website. That's just great. And, you know, so here's the thing. It sounded great. And anybody heard it said, wow, that guy's really good. But you got to understand, you got your thumb doing playing the bass.
Exactly.
You got your fingers playing a melody.
Right.
And occasionally rhythm by just strumming. You
right.
got your left hand, he's not just chord shapes, actually plucking some of the melody by hammering on and pounding off and all of that.
Actually, the right hand.
Are you left-handed?
I am a lefty.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. How about that? There's that.
So the left hand.
Is he even
that.
Paying attention? So it's like one hand, four different songs are going at once with two different hands. And that's a lot. You said you got interested in the root sound,
right.
which is that.
Right.
When you started playing, was it, I mean, how long did it take you? And
oh,
why
man.
Didn't you just get frustrated and quit like I did?
Years. Well, what really interested me is when I started learning and listening to a lot of the stride piano players, like Scott Joplin and ragtime people, yeah. Jelly Roll Morton. I knew that the left hand on the piano was hitting the bass and then doing the chord, very similar to what the guitar is doing. Right. And started listening to, like, Blind Boy Fuller, Reverend Gary Davis, and a lot of these guys were, it was the same concept because I would hear it. And it's not like like a flat pick and you're just, you know, strumming the
right.
guitar. And but I really got interested in it when I, getting back to when I was 12 years old. Mr. John Cephas.
Oh, yeah. Cephas and Wiggins fame.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, before he passed away, I sat in one of his classes, and he taught me the song Freight Train. So from that point forward...
Elizabeth Cotton.
Yeah, exactly.
North Carolinian.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And Gary Davis, as you mentioned, and Blind Boy Fuller used to play right here outside of American Tobacco.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And all of that is a very... all of the development of that music is very instrumental in what I do and was influenced. But when I heard... and when I learned from John Cephas and all of that, I kind of picked it up and then started, you know, digging and finding, well, okay, well, this artist did this, and then this one did that, and they put their own style to it, and so.
Great stuff. Will you do another one for us?
Absolutely.
Sounds good. You're going to gear up. You got a little kazoo happening here. I can see that happening. And then when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about making guitars, too, because I know you do that. But
yeah, absolutely.
Let's hear this.
I had the blues about my baby by the San Francisco Bay. A big ocean liner came and took her away. I didn't mean to treat her bad. She was the best gal I ever had. She made me cry when she said goodbye. She made me want to lay down and die. I ain't got a nickel, I ain't got a lousy dime. And if she don't come back, I think I'll lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. I'll be walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay. Oh, let's hear that horn out. Yeah. sitting on my back porch, wondering which way to go. The gal that I'm crazy about, she don't love me no more. So I guess I'll catch a freight train, because I feel so blue. I ride it on till the end of the line, thinking only of you. Yeah, I ain't got a nickel, I ain't got a lousy dime. And if she don't come back, I think I'll lose my mind. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. I'll be walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay. Meanwhile, in another city, just about to go insane, I thought I heard my baby the way she used to call my name. If she ever comes back to stay, it's gonna be another brand new day. I'll be walking with my baby by the San Francisco Bay. Yes, I mean, I'll be strolling with my sweetie by the San Francisco Bay. God knows what I'm talking about. I'll be strutting my stuff by the San Francisco Bay.
Lakota John. There, oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Great sound. Lakota John, San Francisco Blues. Got a new album out called The Winds of Time, and it's going to be in Rocky Mount in March and Fairmount, North Carolina in February, on February 4th. And we've got it at our website. Great song. And just tell me more about this family band, because it all came together. Your mom's playing the washboard. Tell me more.
Yeah, so getting back when I was the age of 12, I guess this is kind of like the whole thing there. A friend of mine actually saw a video on YouTube of me. And she sent it to Tim Duffy, the president of Music Maker, and said, "Man, you got to check out this kid." So I got in contact with Tim, and we all got together and stuff. And he said, "Well, you know, you play and everything, but you know, I know your parents want to do the supervision thing. So, but we can't justify, you know, buying four flights all the time to send with you. So you guys have to do something." So then, I mean, my dad already played a little bit. I was learning, and my sister, she was doing the singing thing, and the washboard found my mother, so and she did a little bit of singing, and she played piano when she was growing up and stuff, but so from that point on, we kind of got together and started jamming and learning material and stuff, and then traveling, and so the whole family thing kind of grew from that point forward.
It's a darn good band, Lakota John and Kin. Let's play a little clip of Crooked World Blues.
Yeah, the world's so crooked, baby. You don't know what to do. Yeah, the world's so crooked, baby. You don't know what to do. You try to hold up your head. Everybody's down on you.
That's just a tiny bit of Lakota John and Kin, the family band headed by our guest Lakota John. So do you make records, or is that just a touring band?
Yeah, well, we did do a record with Music Maker.
Yeah.
And the track that was just played, that was off of it, Crooked World. And so that was done back in 2013. And the new project here, The Winds of Time, that was a project of mine. And some friends of mine got together and worked on that, so.
Well, you're from Pembroke, and you're Lumbee and Oglala Sioux.
Si. Yep.
Tell us about your experience. Yep. What about Native American music? Is that any part of what you do?
Yeah, and it is. And the track, The Winds of Time, is I incorporated the Native American piece into that, and along with harp. So that was a cool thing. But my sister and I, we do some Native songs and things, and go out to schools and do. So incorporating that into what we do is very important, and I feel. But the flute song and other things that we do, I feel that that's what.
You know, thinking about your mother finding the washboard to be right. Part of the band, this is how Harpo Marx, speaking of the harps,
yes,
played the harp, because everybody had to play something. They were touring, and their mom would drag them off on the road, and they'd do this summer stock. And there was a harp in a pawn shop, and that was all they could afford. They threw it in his lap, and that's how Harpo came to play the harp. Yeah. So very cool that you're incorporating all that.
Yeah.
And no connection to the Marx Brothers at all. I just threw that in
right.
because I'm an old man, and I'm deranged. Your music is great, and I want to give you time to play us out. But first, I want to tell everybody that Lakota John is a blues musician from Pembroke. His new album is The Winds of Time. He plays with the family band Lakota John and Ken in Fairmount, North Carolina, February 4th, Rocky Mount on March 2nd, and of course, all those performance dates are at our website, stateofthings.org. The State of Things is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Jennifer Brooklyn, Robert Kinlaw, Angie Perrin, and Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley is our technical director with Al Wodarski and John Hardy helping us out today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. John, real pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me today.
Lakota John.
Headed down to New Orleans, where they tell me it's a quaint little town. When I got on down to New Orleans, there was pretty girls from all around. They were downtown dancing on street corners. They were uptown swaying with that sound. My thing sure seems different way down here in New Orleans town. Yeah.